This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we desperate enough to start doing this? I don't think we're desperate enough yet, but see me in a couple of weeks. Are we desperate enough?
Well, because
this seems to be... Because yesterday I came up with the whole idea, like, hey, does he really give him the best chance to win? And I felt so filthy saying, because I don't believe it in my heart. I don't believe
he
gives... Okay.
Nobody does.
But I had to give the argument to just see his side, because if somebody did bring it up. They go, well, you know, if he keeps saying it's his decision... And we keep seeing what we're seeing, then, okay, why hasn't the owner stepped in and taken that control there? Because what we're seeing is pretty bad, which is a hell of a point that somebody made to me. I was like, okay, that's fine. We're thinking crazy stuff here. And so I know you want to say something about this whole Myles Garrett scenario that Mike Sanda was asked about. I mean, we're going down some dangerous paths here. So go ahead with what you were going to say, because I have a terrible idea that would only work if you were desperate. You have to be so damn desperate to get rid of this
guy. So
not Miles, you know who I'm talking about.
So yesterday also on that show, on the afternoon show, Breer said, well, the Browns don't have to make calls now. They're going to get calls. The calls are going to come in fast and furious. There's a bunch of teams that are competing, whether it's for the playoffs or for the Super Bowl, that are going to look at the Browns' very, very talented roster on paper, and they're going to ask. And they're going to lowball. And that's how it works. And then you'll see, depending on how desperate they are, getting closer to the trade deadline.
Actually, he said something a little bit different there. And not that you weren't listening or anything like that. But he said they need to be careful about who they are. And like if they're the team that's picking up the phone or answering the phone, making the calls or answering the calls. And they have to be very careful for this. This is Albert Breer yesterday on the Browns being judicious when it comes to possibilities with Myles Garrett. Go ahead.
The minute they traded Amari, given where their record is, given how their quarterback played, every team is now going to say, okay, like, let's look at their roster. Let's see what they've got. If there's someone we like, let's just throw something out there. Obviously, the big one would be Myles Garrett. I think it would take a ton to move on. What if somebody offers two first-round picks? Do you do it? And that's why they have to be careful about it. I think, to some degree, you have to be the one picking up the phone, not the one making the call. You have to be, I think, very judicious about the way you handle this with especially him, but any of the guys that you have on your roster that are paid. Moving somebody like Garrett or a Ward or a JOK, like that's a totally different deal, of course.
So at 1-5, I am not desperate enough to do this. I still am looking forward to Nick Chubb on Sunday. See me if they go 1-6. And then I will try to talk myself into something else and see me when they go 1-7 to the point that we get to November 3rd and it's going to be put up or shut up time by November 5th.
That offer for Myles Garrett's going to be there in 5 weeks. Like it's
well, it won't be because the trade deadline's quicker than that.
Yeah, okay, whenever the trade deadline. Because Miles, it's not about how many just games left does he have this year. It's also, you know, the years after. Amari Cooper, it was just this year. Like the longer you waited for Amari Cooper, most likely... especially with other wide receivers getting dealt, that you are going to get less and less. So, no, I don't think there's a rush to... But you know, again, you're going to listen to offers for all of these guys just because. That's what a normal functioning front office would do. And I think everybody has the pulse on what's going on in that locker room. They understand this is not a playoff team now this year.
Yeah.
This is not a team that's really going anywhere. So you're going to listen to any offer that comes in. You would listen to offers even when you're good. You still listen because... That's how a front office, at least a normal functioning one, operates. Yeah. So yeah, anybody that says you hang up the phone, all right, well that's stupid. Then you're not somebody who could ever work in a front office in any professional sport.
So Sando again joined yesterday Can I take you on a run here? You're going to have to go with me here. This is going to be long form. This is Grantland stuff. Sando yesterday was on Afternoon Drive. He was asked if a Watson trade is even realistic for the... Not talking about Miles. I got to go back to go forward here. He was asked if a Watson trade, because he had written about it in The Athletic, if it was realistic for the Browns, a Watson trade hit it.
I do think it's realistic that it could happen. I don't know if the Browns would rather do that than just bite the bullet on it and take the big cap hit. Nobody thinks that Watson is viable as a quarterback on a different team. No team's going to acquire him and have a press conference like the Browns did a few years ago and say he's going to compete or he's part of who we are, right? He hasn't played well enough. The off-field stuff makes him basically not a factor that way. So now you're talking about a Brock Osweiler type of trade where could you find a way for everyone to be satisfied?
You know what you have to do. More on that, 92.3thefan.com. You know what you have to do to be able to do that, don't you? You have to offer up him in a first. So now you're in for four first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. To get rid of him, you have to give up another one. That's the only way I could see another team being interested
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. Why would any
You got to give me
team,
a first.
What are they getting out of it?
To take this money off your hands, you have to give me another first. Are we desperate enough to do that yet?
I don't think you need to do that. I just don't think you need to do that because I told you that
if you don't need to do it, then we don't need to discuss Miles yet.
I have this weird feeling that this situation with Watson, this is wishful thinking, obviously, that it's going to resolve itself.
How?
Well, for one thing, apparently the NFL is still investigating the Deshaun Watson stuff, even though they haven't talked to Deshaun Watson. I found that very interesting yesterday. Anybody understand how that could be? How is the NFL doing an investigation and they haven't talked to Deshaun Watson? He says he hasn't heard from them.
Do they have to get all their information before they talk to him?
Which means what other information is out there? Does that make you think?
I have no idea. It's not time for Fat Lock just yet.
Yeah. With which one? With Andy or with Kathy? Which Fat Lock are we doing?
We're always going to go with Andy. No offense to the great Kathy Bates, but it's always going to be with Andy.
I mean, I think it might be time to transition the bit. Anyway, I think resolving this one way or another, like, why can't they? You explain this one to me. Would it be a union issue that, like, he's just not, he gets paid his money? He's just, him and the Browns behind the scenes kind of come up with, hey, I'm in rehab. Oh, I've got another injury. I'm rehabbing.
What?
Like what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why not?
I think you're being awfully presumptuous here.
Do you think he wants to play for the Browns?
Wait.
Do you think he wants to play for the Browns anymore? You think he's enjoying this?
No.
You think he's enjoying people trot out that he's the 732nd best quarterback over the last 5 years?
Who's doing you favors?
I mean, so wait a second.
Who's doing you favors?
His legacy has so been dead. What does it matter?
You keep telling me all this stuff like the league is interested in doing us favors. No, the league is interested in doing it by the book so they don't get sued by the NFLPA.
Yeah, but
that's what they're interested in.
But what does
so
the league have?
They're going to do it by the book.
What does the league have anything to do with it? What if he just doesn't want to play for us anymore and we don't want him playing
for
us anymore?
He's willing to walk away from $192 million?
That's why I just say he's going to be making the money anyway. The money's guaranteed. The money's not a factor in this conversation. So he makes the money and he just goes away. He's happy because he doesn't have to do this anymore and embarrass himself.
The Browns are
happy because they don't have to have him sabotage the football team.
He's
got
to be on the roster to make the money.
There's no way that you can have a hamstring injury.
As of right now, I don't know of any other way. Have a hamstring injury.
You're telling me there's no guys in the NFL who play up injuries? That's
yes,
never happened before?
All the time.
Yeah, one of them just went to the Jets.
Anthony, you are,
right?
You are, yes,
yeah.
You're right.
So it's not like there is a way.
You're making a crazy scenario that this would resolve itself. These are unrealistic things.
Why is that unrealistic? He's getting his money either way.
You have to get him to agree to all these things that you're just making up off the top of your head.
All the
Sando
things?
Is coming up with realistic scenarios like, okay, a team could if you were willing to offer X, Y, and Z. Like, those are realistic things.
You are
offering something that is not, as of right now, Anthony, is just not realistic.
I'm telling you, I think what is realistic is he's just going to take more hits and then he's going to go away. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. He is getting crushed.
But we're still going to be stuck with him.
Right, but it doesn't matter then. You get to play another quarterback. That's the point. Where was he last year? Hold on. Where was he last year when we went on that amazing run in December?
He was away from here.
Not with the football team.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in Berea.
That's going to happen again.
Well, I think the fake hamstring injury is more realistic than the another team will give you.
Right.
Take him off your hands.
And, I'm with
and
you there.
$80 million or whatever.
Yeah, the only hope is like David Tepper, right? Like somebody has so much money.
We'll throw our money away for you.
That's the team. I mean, you're trying to talk me into a guy basically faking an injury to stay out. And yes, that's happened before. This is where it's
faking. I'm watching him every week. He's getting killed. He's going to his shoulder, he's going to say, I can't throw the football 20 yards down the field anymore. Okay. I mean, he is the worst quarterback in recent NFL history.
Okay, that's true. That's true. All that's right. But I got to go on a somewhat realistic scenario. A more realistic scenario than him faking an injury would be, all right, you were to offer a first-round choice, which that means you're in for four, to get rid of him now. To get rid of Deshaun Watson, you would be in for four total first-round picks. Three to get him and one to get rid of him, which would make the worst trade in the world even worse.
You compound the trade. You're exactly
right. Yes. That's the only realistic scenario. I mean, you're talking about some stuff that I can't. You can dream up all types of scenarios you want, but I got to stick in somewhat in reality here.
You know what? I do look at these teams around the league. Like, do you remember? It wasn't that long ago. It was last season, right? That Washington traded Chase Young. Who's the other defensive lineman they got rid of? And what are they already? They're poised to make the playoffs this year.
That's why I have to go on something else that you're not going to like, which makes the trade even worse. Is okay, what if a team did offer the two first-round picks for Miles? I can't believe I'm saying this. I imagine he has a no-trade clause. I would assume. I don't know if that's true, but I assume. You go to Miles, you say, listen, it's your choice. We're by this time, you're 2-6. Mm-hmm. Let's say it like that. Say we win on Sunday. You're 2-6. We ain't going anywhere. You've been a great player for this team for 8 years. We love you. If you don't want to go, we are not going to make this choice. You have a home here. You are invested in the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to do right by you. You're our Hall of Famer, and we love you dearly. I want you to take this into consideration because you can go play for a team that could win a Super Bowl this year and play in a good city. There are good fans up there, this, that, and the other. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you don't want to do this, we will not do this. And if he says yes, then you can start to have this conversation about Carolina, which probably doesn't even get off the ground in the first place because who wants that type of thing?
Right.
But you can have that conversation with Carolina. So now you're getting two first-round picks and Myles Garrett, but are you giving up Myles Garrett for two first-round picks? Because then you're thinking, stay with me here. I almost need a whiteboard to draw this up. You trade away Watson. You trade away a first-round pick. Then it turns into you gave up three first-round picks to get him. Mm-hmm. Then you gave up a first-round pick and Myles Garrett to get rid of him.
Pretty good player.
But you have a first-round pick that's also on top of your first-round pick, so you have two ones in 2025. So you can take your quarterback, whether that be Quinn Ewers, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Garrett Nussmeier, whoever that might be, and then you can help out your football team. And then we got to talk about trusting the guy who's making the picks, and now there's not a lot of trust there.
Or coaching the players.
Let's not go that far right now. I mean, these are the scenarios that we're playing out right now. So you have to tell me, are you desperate enough to get rid of this man and this cloud that's hanging over this franchise right now? Are you desperate enough to do such a thing?
Does it matter to you?
I am not there yet. I'm not ready.
I'm with you. I'm not there either.
Okay.
We're on the same page. I think it's a fascinating discussion. Does it matter to you that they're saying there may only be like 15 actual first-round graded players in this draft coming up? How big does that factor in? That's what they're saying now. So things can drastically change after pro days and the combine.
And they will. They always do because there's 32 spots.
Yeah. So 32 guys, right?
But what, am I going to hold on to this? If it's this bad, Anthony, and we're really considering this, what, am I going to hold on to this albatross around this organization for another year? Like, this is all in, hey, I'm not going to do this right now. I'm not saying I never do it. I'm saying ask me again in 2 weeks. That's bad. It's really, really, really bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.